This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we move through the early 21st century, technology continues to grow by leaps and bounds. And that's got Stateside producer Mike Blank wondering, just when does former cutting-edge technology become obsolete?
And now, a minute with Mike.
Unless you've been blessed enough to never have had to ride in or drive a car, you know what that sound is. The tried and true blinker. It's designed to let our fellow motorists know when a car plans to turn left or right or change lanes. But we also know in our heart of hearts that the blinker is used, let's say, randomly and arbitrarily. Seriously, how many times have you witnessed a car abruptly change lanes like an overexcited NASCAR driver who has suddenly realized a vehicle can do more than just turn left? Or been left clueless at a four-way stop because turn signals aren't used, or worse, completely contradicted? And let's not forget the freeway driver who leaves the turn signal on for anywhere from 2 to 9 miles. My point? If turn signals aren't being used, why have them? In fact, I say let's make the turn signal illegal. Now hear me out. Banning the turn signal would save car companies lots of money, which according to the prevailing economic theory, the more money a corporation makes, the better the world gets. Also, a turn signal ban would force drivers to assume that any nearby car might pull out recklessly, turn suddenly, and or cut you off in an extremely dangerous manner at any and all times. So if cars could turn this way or that with no notice, drivers would be forced to drive more defensively. In short, let's assume every other driver is a complete ignoramus whose self-absorbed driving antics might kill you. Except for you, because I know you're a really good driver and you're probably better than other drivers and you got more important things to do and more important people to see. You know, I hear you. It's okay. But back to my point. For safety's sake, let's ban the turn signal.